got Mark Becker here in the Rational Revolution with my esteemed colleague now.
Yeah.
And yes.
Isn't that crazy?
My colleague's a doctor. I've made it, Mom.
You know? Can I be your own personal gynecologist?
Yes, absolutely. Colleague and I have a gynecologist.
Con, I can get you too if you want.
Sign me up.
Yeah, sweet. Right on. This is great. What a banner day. Mom, I got a gynecologist. Sorry, that threw me a bit. That's great.
Can we go back to what you were talking about earlier in the opening?
Yeah.
How you talked about Jerry Falwell, but let's not forget that it wasn't just Jerry Falwell.
Yeah.
The origin of it, you may not know this, was this brilliant political strategist from Wisconsin whose name is Paul Weyrich.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one who saw that in the Northeast, like in the Massachusetts area, Catholics voted one issue and it was abortion.
Yeah.
And he recognized that they could turn it into a moral issue and make it a huge, you know, tie moral and political together because they had seen it before with schools.
Yeah.
So it was a huge initiative, coalition building, and it was all about consolidating power with them and taking it away from us.
Yep. Well, and that's what's so unique about this particular issue is that, I mean, it's lasted for, 40 some years?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it is a manufactured issue. It is. And they've used this to their benefit for decades. They've elected presidents over this issue. They've flipped.
I mean, Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter was an evangelical pastor.
Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan, who signed the most liberal abortion bill in California when he was the governor, then came in all anti-abortion, and they ended up beating up this, like, truly religious, faithful man over politics.
Right. Is it wild?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I don't have notes other than a list of questions for this, because there's so much to unpack.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want people to do is have some, like a baseline of knowledge of, okay, if I get into it with someone about this issue,
mm-hmm.
what do we say? What are some issues of, like, how can I combat, you know, well, there's a potential for human life, or how can I combat all of those things? And so I think understanding that first foundation of this is a manufactured crisis
mm-hmm.
by the right. That's a great place to start.
Yes, and I think it's important for me to say that I'm approaching this like a doctor because this is a medical issue. I'm going to use medical terms.
Yes.
And some of them might sound a little spicy. And that's all part of it.
Well, I have a gynecologist now, so that's fine. Spicy's okay.
It's not meant to be spicy. It's accurate.
Right.
And you know, that's one of the things about this topic, because they, on that side, on the anti-choice side, they like to use terms that are imprecise and not medical.
Yes.
They like to pluck at our heartstrings and make us feel uncomfortable. And, you know, I do that. So if I have a patient who comes in and she has a desired pregnancy, we do an early ultrasound, maybe she's 7 weeks. When I'm doing the ultrasound, if we can see what would medically be called an embryo with cardiac activity, I say, there's your baby.
Yeah.
It's not a baby. It's an embryo.
Right.
But I say baby because I'm creating that feeling, that emotion, and that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're being accurate, which is how laws should be written in medical terminology and legal terminology, not feels.
Right.
It's an embryo with cardiac activity, not a baby with a heartbeat.
Right. On the report, that's probably what it says, not this is the baby.
Right.
Right. And I think so often, and I say punching bag, you know, but my punching bag on this issue is André Jacques.
Yeah.
Because I always say that I don't want a discussion about my wife and her health to be between my wife, her doctor, and André Jacques.
Mm-hmm.
I want it between my wife and their doctor. And it's very apparent that even if some of these words are spicy, André Jacques has never had a conversation about those types of things. And it very much shows. And not just André Jacques, but how many men on the right
mm-hmm.
have no empathy, no understanding, no baseline of knowledge of, like, you walk into an appointment with a women's doctor, this crap is talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't sugarcoat things. Like, this is reality.
Right.
Let's talk about real things.
And I 100% respect André Jacques' wife's decision to do what she wants to do with her body. And I'm sure he is part of that decision making.
I'm sure he is.
Which, you know, that is whatever works in their dyad.
Yes.
That, for me as a doctor, great. But I went to his listening session last week.
How was that?
And we didn't talk about abortion. We talked about postpartum Medicaid extension. So Wisconsin is the only state amongst all 50 states that takes insurance, that takes health care away from women when they're 2 months postpartum. We know that the majority of women who die related to their pregnancy, that happens in the postpartum period.
Yeah.
And we know that 80% of these deaths are preventable. And he is one of the people who has not sponsored the postpartum Medicaid extension bill that was introduced by Republicans, is being sold around the state by Republicans. It's bipartisan. It's bicameral. It has overwhelming support. But he's one of the people who's not on it. So tell me that you care about life if you are not willing to save mothers, postpartum mothers' lives.
How long does it take after the birth of a child for a woman's body to recover from that?
It takes fully a year for full recovery.
So not 2 months.
Not 2 months. I've had lawmakers say to me, what's the problem? The baby is out. The pregnancy is over. And, you know, it's men.
Yeah,
because their bodies, they can't imagine. And yeah, the baby is out and all they're thinking about is the baby. But, you know, we bleed for weeks afterwards. Our breasts are leaking and producing milk, and they're big and they're uncomfortable. And we're tethered to these babies if we're breastfeeding. Every 1 to 3 hours, we are up nursing these babies. We are completely devoted to, if we have the luxury to not be at work, we are completely devoted to the care of these infants. So the postpartum period, your body is changing a lot. Your cardiovascular system during pregnancy, you put on a third more blood volume. Your heart is working so much harder. Your body changes completely during that time and very rapidly in the immediate postpartum period.
Yeah.
But, you know, to get back to normal, how long are you breastfeeding?
Yeah.
You know, and your joints are much looser. So you may notice that you've got much more flexibility. You can't run and exercise the way that you did before you got pregnant. There are so many changes that we don't even think about. We don't talk about. But they're real.
Well, I wish we did talk about it because, you know, as guys, it's like, I mean, I adore my wife. If something's wrong, I want her to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would imagine that I mean, 2 months, it's not enough.
Mm-mm.
That's not enough at all. And I think it's...
And all of the psychological stuff, you know,
the
lack of sleep and the depression and anxiety that go along with it.
And your body's different and I look different and, oh my God, do people see me? And they say, oh, yes, it's heartbreaking as someone to not, you know, to see that from the sidelines. It's horrific that we don't do the right thing. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some of these arguments that we have in our debates about, you know, pro-life and not pro-life and all that stuff. We got the expert, Dr. Kristen Lierley. We'll see you back in a little bit.